at Salamanca, New York. The Pennsylvania State Meeting, scheduled from Wednesday, October 29th, to Tuesday, November 4th, was actually held at Salamanca, New York, just above the Pennsylvania-New York state line. The travel to Salamanca by Ellen White and her party called for an overnight stop in New York City, where they were to stay at the mission. It was 10 o'clock Wednesday night when they got to the city, and they took the elevated railway to the mission home. Ellen White had a cold caught on the trip from Boston by boat. Wrestling that night with the ascents and descents and waiting here and there in disagreeable currents of air led to an exposure that took its toll. When the traveling party arrived at Salamanca at 11 o'clock on Thursday night, Ellen White was sick, tired, and nervous. They had traveled in the rain all day, but at Salamanca the ground was covered with snow. Ellen White was to be entertained in the home of Brother Hicks, and it was he who met them at the railroad depot. Ellen White described the home situation. Friday morning, October 31st, we were introduced to Brother Hicks's mother, a kindly-looking lady, not a Sabbath keeper, and not opposed. Brother Hicks's wife is in the insane asylum in consequence of a fall 16 years before, striking upon the back of her head. They have a son 15 years old, a quiet lad. He does not make any profession of religion. Brother Hicks is employed to oversee the working force on the railroad, receiving $1,500 per year. He embraced the Sabbath and sent in his resignation, but the president of the road did not accept it, so he has continued to keep the Sabbath and do his work. The meetings were being held in a rented church nearby. Ellen White was scheduled to take the Sabbath morning service, but that morning she wrote in her diary, "The cold is very severe upon me. I shall attempt to speak, but it will be with difficulty." Her diary entry mentions the strengthening blessing of the Lord and her topic. "The Lord did indeed help and strengthen and bless me in speaking to the people, dwelling largely upon the necessity of faith and love for one another as followers of Christ, which has been almost extinct in our churches. The words spoken were heartily received." Sunday the meeting was to be held in the Opera House, for the rented church was being used by its own congregation. Ellen White had been advertised as the speaker, and quite a large attendance of the townspeople was expected. As the time of the meeting approached, it seemed it would be impossible for her to fill the appointment, but she insisted that she would, declaring, "I have a message for the people."
DF 1076, A. T. Robinson account.
The hall was filled with expectant listeners. After the opening exercises, W. C. White and A. T. Robinson assisted her to the podium, and she spoke for more than an hour, with most wonderful power on the subject of temperance, IBID. After the meeting, she was assisted back to her room in the Hicks home. She was due to speak again the next afternoon. She wrote of her experience. "I had an appointment Monday afternoon and I tried to fill it. My head was suffering, my ears could scarcely hear my own voice, yet the Lord helped me, else I could not possibly have spoken. I could scarcely stand upon my feet, but I felt the sustaining power of God upon me. I dwelt again upon the necessity of faith, the necessity of loving God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves. I could not tell the words I spoke, but many said, 'The power of God was upon you.' The words came to us as wonderful inspiration. I knew that the words of the Lord Jesus had come to the people. Many spoke of the help they received from the words spoken. I told them to render no thanks to me. God and He alone should have the praise. I was only an instrument in His hands." After her meeting, she was detained by a sister in the faith who was greatly opposed by her husband, and listened for an hour to her tale of woe. Weary and in much discomfort, she made her way to the Hicks home. As she went to her room, she was pondering the seeming impossibility of continuing through November to meet the appointments made for her. Considering the time of year and her situation, she felt she would have to follow Sarah McIntyre's insistent counsel and return to Battle Creek where she could have proper care. She knew the disappointment this would bring, first to church leaders who had arranged for the meetings, and then to church members in areas she had not before visited. She recorded in her diary what took place.
I knelt by my chair to pray, feeling disheartened in reference to my journeying. Many appointments were before me. I had not uttered a word when the whole room seemed filled with a soft, silvery light, and my pain and disappointment and discouragement were removed. I was filled with comfort and hope and the peace of Christ. My peace I give unto you. I know it was upon me. The presence of Jesus was in the room. I could better understand the meaning of these words. And Jacob said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Indeed, heaven seemed very near to me, and my heart well filled with joy and gladness. I had no inclination to sleep. I wanted to feast upon the heavenly manna, that bread of life that if we eat thereof, we shall live forever. What a night that was to my soul! Then in vision many matters relating to the publishing work were opened up to her. In the morning she did not have an opportunity to write of what was revealed to her in the vision. In the brief entry under the dateline of November 4th, she wrote, I longed to be where I could write out the things that were open to me the past night. But she had other things to do, and this must wait. She left a blank space in her diary that she might come back to this when there was opportunity. The next appointments were in Virginia, but W.C. White and A.T. Robinson had given up hope of Ellen White doing anything but returning to Battle Creek, where she could make a recovery. Robinson, the supervisor of District 1, where they were now laboring, wrote of the events that occurred early on Tuesday. The next morning Elder White and I were summoned to her room, which we approached with no little anxiety. When we entered her room, Sister White arose and met us, her face beaming with joy and happiness. She quickly told us of an experience the evening before. As she knelt beside her bed before retiring, she feared she would not have strength to rise again. As she was pleading with God, an angel appeared, standing at the foot of her bed. The angel said, Satan is your destroyer, but I am your restorer. After relating that much of the experience of the evening before, she said, There were some things presented to me last night concerning the work in Battle Creek that I wish to relate to you, brethren. She then began to talk about the remainder of our journey, and the matter that she had said she wanted to relate to us seemed to have passed out of her mind.
DF-107B, A. T. Robinson Statement.
Although she could not call to mind what she wanted to relate to the men, she wrote out portions of the revelation in her diary journal as she had opportunity. In the space left at the end of her 1890 diary, she wrote, I had a very marked experience which I hope never to forget. Through the night season I was in communion with God. I was taken out and away from myself, and was in different states and assemblies, bearing a decided testimony of reproof and warning. I was in Battle Creek, and in a council assembled there were ministers and responsible men from the review office. There were sentiments advanced and with no very gentle spirit urged to be adopted, which filled me with surprise and apprehension and distress. They, those assembled, were not spiritual, could not discern the devices of Satan, and were ignorant in a large degree of his workings. They would adopt plans which appeared wise, but Satan was the instigator of these measures. If these men had the molding of the work, God would be dishonored. Elsewhere in the diary journal, a bound book of blank pages, she came back to the vision several times as opportunity afforded. But the fuller description of the many lines of instruction given to her she was unable to write until returning home to Battle Creek.